This is the Prime Evening News for today, Friday, August 26, 2016. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Dominica Nurses Association President Deborah Phillips calls for more recognition of nurses' hard work. Crime still high in Jamaica, but some numbers are falling. And a Toronto man charged over crossbow triple murder. The news is brought to you Compliment Sports Dominica Limited. The details of these and more stories are coming up.
Is getting ready for back to school. Shop now and get back to school vouchers with purchases $499 and over. Plus, absolutely nothing down and nothing to pay for 90 days. Remember, your eye exam is absolutely free and you get up to 24 months to pay. Visit us today and enjoy these amazing deals. Offer valid until September 23rd, 2016. Quartz Optical. Value you can see.
On the eve of the anniversary of the deadliest natural disaster since Hurricane David in 1979, the Dominica Red Cross extended their profound appreciation of the assistance provided by volunteers who provided long hours of service and whose monetary and in-kind contributions have enabled recovery activities targeting Tropical Storm Erica beneficiaries. According to a release in observance of the first anniversary of the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Erica on August 27th, the Dominica Red Cross released an overview of recovery activities carried out in the aftermath of this event online. The Dominica Red Cross says it still aims to provide a psychosocial and a tangible support towards the road to recovery and to the many families who lost loved ones and also to those directly impacted by Tropical Storm Erica. The Red Cross says it is continuing to work towards strengthening community resilience, which has assumed overreaching importance for this small island developing state. Officials say with the help of all concerned, we can all become a nation of more resilient and responsive communities. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett has appealed to Dominicans to use this weekend to memorialize those who were lost in the ravages of Tropical Storm Erica. 1 year after the deadliest natural disaster since Hurricane David in 1979, the government of Dominica has declared Saturday, August 27th and Sunday, August 28th, 2016, as National Days of Prayer and Thanksgiving to mark the first anniversary of the passing of Tropical Storm Erica. In his address to the nation 1 day before the anniversary of the tragic night of August 27th, 2015, the Prime Minister stated that the nation is once again challenged with the responsibility of building back better.
Fellow citizens, residents, and friends, 1 year has passed since the tragic night of August 27, 2015. 1 year later, we're again challenged and charged with the responsibility of building back better this nation of ours. Let us use this weekend to memorialize those who we lost. Pray for those still afflicted or displaced. Pray that our nation will be spared during this hurricane season. And very importantly, recommit to the task of building Dominica better.
He went on to ask all churches in Dominica to include a special prayer for the victims of Tropical Storm Erica in their services this weekend.
I would therefore like to request all churches in Dominica to include in their services this weekend a special prayer for the victims of Tropical Storm Erica. We need to pray for the souls of those who are no longer with us and for a healing, physical and emotional, of those who continue to carry and bear the pain of that tragic event. My brothers and sisters, Dominica is a God-fearing society. even if you cannot make it to church. And I would hope that you will make an effort to attend. I would like for every citizen and resident of this country to stop for a moment this weekend and intercede on behalf of the deceased, the bereaved, and the afflicted.
It is also planning to, like
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. The Dominica Nurses Association President Deborah Phillip calls for more recognition for the hard work performed by nurses. Phillip's statement was made on the occasion of the 59th anniversary of the DNA. She also expressed the view that the public should appreciate nurses and give them well-deserved respect. Phillip said, "We do not shy off from the fact that some of our nurses need brushing up, but we need to place emphasis on the hard work of many of our nurses. A higher percentage of our nurses are striving for excellence. They are working hard despite the circumstances that we are faced with here." She added, "The public expectation is very high because of social media, television, and people go out there and they see what's happening in the first world countries, and as a result, they have increased expectations." She agrees that the public could have expectations of a high quality of care, but because of the existing circumstances in Dominica, the onus is put on the nurses to strive towards that level. Phillip says nurses are challenged, but despite that situation, they do their best and perform with excellence. The DNA is therefore calling on the public to cooperate with the nurses. The executive of the Dominica Nurses Association congratulates all nurses on the 59th anniversary celebration, which was observed under the theme, Honoring Excellence in Nursing. Consultant and youth development expert Henry Charles wants the national youth policy to be seen as a planning tool guide to guide the development of the youth in Dominica, rather than just another document for cabinet. According to Charles, there are administrative factors that contribute to the construction of an effective national youth policy.
It is also a planning tool, like we've said before, a planning tool to guide the country, a country, an authority, because an organization can have a youth policy. You know, the National Youth Council have something, a sports council, that is our policy for youth. There are agencies sometimes that maybe they're not youth agencies, but because they recognize a significant population is of youth, they can decide we want to have a policy for youth. So it is a planning tool to guide a country, an authority, an agency, or an institution's approach to youth development, right? It facilitates empowerment. If a youth policy is not in a way that it facilitates youth empowerment, then you have to go back to that drawing board. You know, it has to facilitate youth empowerment. It's supposed to support active participation and active citizenship. I think both Senator Benoit and Minister Darrow spoke to that, the need to see young people more engaged and more involved. The youth policy is also an instrument, and that is where we come into some of the administrative aspects. It's also an instrument that promotes accountability and transparency, because it is against the youth policy that you will be able to measure the performance of the department, the performance of the National Youth Council, the performance of the parliament, of the executive. So that when the executive says, this is the youth policy that has been established, we have approved as a cabinet of ministers, the country will say, hey, okay, now let us see how you implement it.
Consultant and youth development expert, Henry Charles. National Security Minister Raben Blackmore recently announced that 8 additional vehicles will be provided to the Dominica Police Force in an effort to boost their efficiency. Blackmore also says the government will continue to make resources available to the police in order to ensure that they are properly equipped and to improve their living conditions.
We have provided in the recent past new police stations in Grand Bay and in Calabashie. Sorry. La Plaine, Calabashie, and Grand Bay before. We continue to provide stations with other physical resources to ensure that the police is properly equipped. And although it's not contained in this year's budget, but the Minister for Finance and the Prime Minister, as he always does, during our discussion, has given the commitment to provide the police with additional vehicles. And I asked the police commissioner to provide me with the list, and he has done so, and he has said to me by way of writing that he needs 7. But I remind him, 7 plus 1, because we also need one for the community policing program. So 8 vehicles in due course will be provided to the Commission of Policing. That means, therefore, every department, every police station will be equipped with a new vehicle, and in some cases, 2. And of course, one is coming to CID too. And of course, one has to go to Maribor.
National Security, Raven Blackmore. Credit unions are in business to enhance and fulfill the lives of its members. Each year, one of the platforms being utilized is the Family Fun Day event. It is one of the vehicles through which credit union members are exposed to the various products and services that the movement has to offer in a fun-filled setting. This year, 5 credit unions, namely the National Cooperative Credit Union, Central Cooperative Credit Union, West Coast Cooperative Credit Union, Southeastern Cooperative Credit Union, and the Grand Bay Cooperative Credit Union, are collaborating under one theme in one location to host the Family Fun Day on August 28, 2016, from 12 noon to 9 p.m. at the Rosso Botanical Gardens. This year, some of the highlights will include financial counseling, enrollments in various products to include the bereavement benefit plan, family indemnity plan, and the member retirement account, to name a few. Each individual credit union will showcase the various products and services available to members at their individual booths, as well as provide incentives to members for visiting their booths. There will also be 18 game disciplines offering 36 opportunities to win points for individuals' credit unions, as well as individual prizes for members. In the region, Jamaica's crime rate is still high, but authorities are reporting that serious crime is dropping. The Planning Institute of Jamaica is reporting a 22.8% reduction in 6 of the 7 categories of serious and violent crimes committed between January and June 2016 compared to the corresponding period last year. Deputy Director General Richard Lumsden says these include aggravated assault, break-ins, larceny, rape, robbery, and shootings. He indicated that the number of offenses committed decreased from 151 per 100,000 persons to 117 per 100,000. However, he reported that there was a 2.4% increase in the 7th category, murder, which rose to 22.2% per 100,000 during the review period, up from 21.7 per 100,000 in 2015. Murders aside, he said the figures reflects the continued downward trend in overall crime rates that began in June 2010 into a 6th consecutive year. And Toronto police have charged a 35-year-old man after 3 people were found dead in a suspected crossbow attack. Brett Ryan was arrested on Thursday and charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder. Police had responded to reports of a stabbing in Scarborough, a suburban area east of the city's downtown area, when they found the 3 victims. The injuries appeared to have been caused by a crossbow bolt, which was found near the victims. All 3 victims, 2 men and a woman, sustained life-threatening injuries and died at the scene, police said. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of the headlines. Dominica Nurses Association President Deborah Phillip calls for more recognition of nurses' hard work. Crime still high in Jamaica, but some numbers are falling. And a Toronto man charged over crossbow triple murder. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Course Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.